2 minutes.
You are listening to the 2 Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 215, wrapping up the first half of Series 6. Did A Good Man Goes to War live up to its promise? As with the opening two-parter and The Doctor's Wife, there is a massive scale to this last episode before the summer break. Moffat seems to have taken to heart the idea that there's no virtue in moderation. If you've got a really big story to tell, don't save it and tell measured little stories until then. Tell your big story now, then tell another big story next episode. Well, because Doctor Who is more serialized than ever, tiny little adventures such as The Curse of the Black Spot, without the same intensity or importance to the mythos, feel even slighter. It could be that we're approaching the last days of Monster of the Week storytelling in Doctor Who. Will every future antagonist have its place in a story arc? Well, A Good Man Goes to War isn't just big, it's insane. The first two-thirds have all of the spectacle of Journey's End and the Pandorica opens, and I was grinning like a madman. This is Doctor Who for me. Awe and wonder, pace and energy, and fun. Also, new characters we can understand and care about immediately, and that's a credit to Stephen Moffat's script and excellent performances for our Victorian crime fighters, our Suntaran nurse, and our big blue victim. And the look of this episode, possibly the best hire Cardiff made this year, is Michael Pickwood, the production designer who has stretched Doctor Who's relatively paltry budget to provide Hollywood scope for pennies. And yet, while for many fans the episode started really getting good when the trap was sprung and River Song was revealed, that was when it all fell flat for me. We've been promised that the Doctor would rise high and then face his darkest hour. But he faced his darkest hour for only about 10 minutes before he gleefully identified River Song and knew that he would find Amy's child, and then he twirls off into the sunset. We've seen the Doctor despair before. It barely registers here. It was a lackluster ending, unless the Doctor's fall is actually something that is going to happen during the fall. There's also a question of whether Stephen Moffat's been playing fair with parts of his narrative during this first half of the season. But that needs to wait for another podcast, which you'll be able to find at twominutetimelord.com. Also, look for me on Twitter and Facebook, and I will talk to you again very soon.